a very controversial question in the religious world for a number of centuries is whether or not it is possible for a Christian to lose his salvation. What exactly does the Bible say along those lines? Let's look at five very clear passages that directly answer the question for us. First of all, Galatians chapter 5 verse 4 says, "Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace." Now, many denominations claim a Christian can't fall from grace, but this verse said that some did. Another verse that proves conclusively once saved, always saved is false is Revelation chapter 3, verse 5, which reads, "He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." Now, the book of life is God's list of names of all the saved. If your name is in there, but then blotted out, that would mean you were saved, but then lost your salvation. And that is exactly what Revelation 3:5 indicates happens to people who don't live faithfully. There is just no way around it. Hebrews 3:12 says, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." Now, many say a true believer would never depart from the faith, but this passage makes it quite clear that is very possible. And then verse 14 adds that we are partakers of Christ only if we hold steadfast unto the end. The fourth passage I would like to notice is 2 Peter 2, 20-22. "For if, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them." This text is talking about one who has escaped the sins of the world through Christ, that is, a Christian. If that person falls back into the sins of the world, this says it is worse for him than if he had never become a Christian to begin with. And a person that is worse off spiritually than a non-Christian is certainly not saved anymore. And then, lastly, James 5, 19-20. "Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins." That text is talking about brethren, meaning Christians, and it says if any brethren err from the truth and we are able to win them back, we save their soul from death. Now that implies that if they are not won back, their soul would die, be lost forever. A clear instance of once saved, but not always saved. You know, I think the once saved, always saved doctrine is a good example of what we call wishful thinking. People teaching and believing what they want to be true instead of what the Bible actually says is true. Baptist preacher Vernon Barr once said, "Baptists teach that a child of God can do anything he wants to and go to heaven anyhow." How are many of Mr. Barr's listeners likely to live? That's what makes this doctrine so dangerous. This is Pat Donahue, and we appreciate you listening to Bible Cross Fire tonight.